in a sermon series. It's based on a Lyle Lovett song that I heard driving down the road a while back, called God Will. And Michael sang it 2 weeks ago, and he's been kind enough to learn it. He's going to sing it for us again so you can hear the lyrics of the song that we're talking about.
Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheap and spending your nights on the town? And who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? And who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem? Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. So who says he'll forgive you and says that he'll miss you and dream of your sweet memory? Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. That's a very true rendition of it. The only thing you're missing is some awesome steel guitar, so you can go catch it on Spotify or Apple Music. So, and you don't play the steel guitar, do you?
Not yet.
He's working on it. So, but this is a sermon series that's sort of comparing what Lyle Lovett is talking about what God will do and what we will do, and sort of the differences between us. And today we're talking about how God will trust us. And trust is a funny thing for us humans. It's really difficult to create and very, very easy to destroy. When we get burned by someone that we trusted that turns out to be less than trustworthy, oftentimes we find ourselves withdrawing and unwilling to trust others. We find it difficult to trust again. And we can find ourselves looking for ways to prove that people are trustworthy. So just for giggles, I Googled how to test if someone is trustworthy. Let me share my results with you. If someone is trustworthy, 13 steps on WikiHow. Wanda Thibodeau says, is someone trustworthy? Look for these 15 signs. Someone is trustworthy, 10 key indicators. And a way to test if someone is trustworthy by Lisa Rankin, and it goes on and on. There's even one that says one of those pictures that you look at that can be one of two things that will help you determine somebody's trustworthiness. But I read some of these things, and you know what? It's all hooey. I mean, it's all about the experience of, is the person trustworthy? I mean, some of their recommendations are a person is trustworthy if they are consistent, generous, they respect boundaries, are right a lot, correct a lot, and that they are compassionate. Well, these are all things that we would learn about somebody as we are living with them, working with them, doing life with them. You know, my default place is that I trust people. I might be Pollyanna, I might be naive, but I trust you until I determine I cannot trust you. And maybe it's because I've trained a number of dogs and three children, but I equate trust to a leash. The more trustworthy you prove over time, the longer the leash gets. The more freedom, the more I'm willing to trust you, right? If you do something that is less than trustworthy, that leash gets shorter. And then eventually, if you are deemed as someone whom I can really trust, I let you off the leash. And again, it might be because I have trained dogs, but that's just sort of how I think about trust. But the truth is, it can be difficult for us to know who to trust. It seems that few people are trustworthy in our culture. In our world that we live in, I think we are becoming increasingly cynical about who we can trust. I know I am. I trust that every institution will act in its own best interest exclusively. Therefore, I rarely trust an institution to act in my best interest or the best interests of others. We want to have a government that we can trust, and we know how cynical we have become as a nation about this. Trust is an interesting thing. The song lyric that we just heard says, "Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating and spending your nights on the town? God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't." And that's the difference between God and me. It is indeed the difference between God and us. It is difficult for us to trust, but God has trusted us since the beginning. So our text today comes from the book of Genesis. It's chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Adam has been created. He is in the Garden of Eden. And in verse 15, we hear this. "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.'" So God has trusted us since the beginning. And on the surface, it may look like God is just trusting us with the choice between to eat or not eat. But the real truth is that God is giving us the gift of free will. The will to choose, the ability to choose to obey him or not. The ability to choose to love him or not. God has given us free will, and there is no test, no checks of worthiness. There is no hesitation on God's part. He trusts us to choose. He's trusted us from the beginning. Where we find it difficult to trust, and we make tests and we hesitate, I think God's nature is to trust us. You know, we like to think that God is always with us. And he is. And that's something I believe without failing, that God is with us, walking with us all the time. But I don't know about you, but I do find myself when I'm in that spiritual desert or I'm having a particularly rough go of things, I find myself asking God, "Where are you? Why aren't you here? Why can't I feel you? Why can't I hear you? Why can't I see you?" We can find ourselves feeling all alone and that God has abandoned us. There is on our part oftentimes a lack of trust that God is with us. that God is there, that God is walking with us. Can I get my picture, please? I think that we actually trust the Texas Highway Department more than we do God. You're driving down that road. Do you have any doubt that there is a road on the other side of that hill? Do you? No. You have no doubt. Now, there could be something bad on the other side of the hill. There could be a wreck or a deer or a bear or whatever. We don't know what's on the other side, but we trust that the Texas Highway Department has put a road there. And yet we find ourselves not trusting that God is with us, not trusting that God will keep his promises. We don't trust that he will be with us, that he will guide us, that he was already equipped us to do whatever it is that he is calling us to do. While we hold back, God trusts us. He trusts us with the decision to believe in him or not. He trusts us to love him or not. God trusts us to obey him or not. He trusts us to try to figure out how he is at work in our life. God trusts us with free will. And God also trusts us as stewards, caretakers of the things that he has placed in our life. We've been over this before, right? Nothing that you have is actually yours. You might have a deed to your house and a title to your car, but none of that stuff's going to make it up to heaven with you. You're just a caretaker. You are a steward of what God has entrusted you with. We are stewards of all that God has placed us with, and he is trusting you to be a good steward. Everything that you have, including your children, you're borrowing from God. He has placed it in your life. So my question for you today is, have you been trustworthy with the things that God has placed in your life? Have you been trustworthy with what God has trusted you with? How's that going? How are you doing with that? God trusts you, and he wants to trust you with more. Remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, where the master goes away and he gives one servant five talents, he gives one servant two talents, and he gives one servant one talent. And he goes away and says, take care of my money, take care of my stuff for me. And the guy with five and the guy with two go and do something with them. The guy with one takes it and buries it in the ground. And later when he's facing the master, he says, Master, I knew you to be a tough person, an unfair man. I think how we manage the things that God has placed in our life can reflect how we see God. Are we trusting that God is with us, trusting that God is guiding us and with us? God trusts you. God trusts you with everything. So be trustworthy with what God has given you and work hard at trusting him, because God is always with you. Even when you're not trusting that he is, God is there with you, for you, guiding you, and leading you. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are so ready to trust us, and we are so unwilling to trust you and others. Father, help us to trust you, that you are with us, that you will fulfill all of the promises that you have made to us, that forgiveness is ours, we have a place in heaven. Father, help us to be worthy and trustworthy of the things that you have placed in our lives, that you may look at us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.